BBC Radio Solent.
With Steve Harris.
Welcome to BBC Radio Solent Tuesday morning. The big international news story today. More details are expected to be released by police later about 12 members of the same family who are feared to have travelled to Syria. Three sisters from Bradford and their nine children were thought to have been in Turkey, a common route into Syria, after a pilgrimage to Saudi Arabia. The Dawood sisters and their children, aged 3 to 15, were due back last Thursday. We can talk to Hajir Tamorian about this story, who joins us now. Hajir, good morning.
Very good morning to you, Steve.
Your take on what we know about this story so far?
Very unusual for two reasons. First of all, three mothers decide suddenly on a pilgrimage to Saudi Arabia to abandon their husbands in Britain and take their small children into war zones that they must know are very dangerous, very hostile, especially to, for example, three-year-old children, let alone themselves. And secondly, these three sisters seem obviously quite affluent to go on a very expensive pilgrimage to Mecca and Medina. And again, unusual because they have taken this pilgrimage in early stages of their life. They are still young people, young women. Normally, Islam expects older people to take to make this once in a lifetime.
Well, it's a pilgrimage that one makes at some point during one's life if one has the means. And you say it's unusual, but 700 Britons estimated to have travelled to the war zone. That's considered
at
to be an underestimate.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So this is sadly the kind of story that we are hearing more and more frequently at the moment.
Very much so. I know both the present independent reviewer of terrorism legislation, David Anderson, and his predecessor, Alex Carlyle, as friends. I talk to them. They are not convinced that even they know how many there are. Possibly 1,000 young people are fighting for these absolute barbarians of the IS. We have seen some of their acts.
Well, can more be done to stop Britons from going overseas to fight alongside IS?
I think every strand must be used, every straw must be grasped. But on the other hand, I do believe, unfortunately, after a long life, professional life, of watching this phenomenon grow from the 1970s onwards, first for the BBC World Service, then for the Times, now as an independent writer, this is very big. Can I tell you, for example, that in Egypt, 60% of the population is under the age of 30, mostly feeling unemployed. In Britain, many families, immigrant families, feel dislocated from their own ancestral culture and cut off from the bigger community. This is a very, very wide problem facing the world.
Hajir, good to talk to you this morning. Hajir Tamorian there. That story on the front page of newspapers like The Times and The Sun this morning. Top online news stories this Tuesday morning. Well, on the BBC News website, there are a couple of stories about European politics that are trending. The first about the date of UK's in-out EU referendum, which won't now be happening on the 5th of May next year. That was a potential date, the date of the Scottish Parliament elections and the Welsh and Northern Irish Assembly elections next year, but there's been an amendment put on the EU referendum bill to rule out that date. Also, big international story this morning, the potential for Greece's exit from the Eurozone. Talks broke down between Greece and EU officials in Brussels over the weekend to try and release new bailout funds to Greece. Now, Francois Hollande is warning that there's little time to prevent Greece from leaving the Eurozone. Now, a bit closer to home at 10 past seven, the prospect of a repeal of the fox hunting ban is rearing its head, and more than half of Dorset's MPs say they would support that ban being overturned. BBC Radio Solent can reveal that Conservative members of Parliament have been canvassed by Tory Central Office as to how they would vote if a motion to overthrow the hunting ban was timetabled. Well, in a moment, we'll talk to one pro-hunting MP. Before that, though, our Dorset political reporter Tristan Pascoe joins me in the studio. And just talk me through the background here, Tris.
Well, it's a highly toxic issue politically, Steve. More than 100,000 signatories to a 38 degrees petition against hunting and the ban being repealed have been gathered in just over a month's time.
Steve Harris
on BBC Radio Solent.